From the Caterpillar to the Butterfly. Once upon a time, a small green, almost ugly caterpillar was crawling through deep grass, searching for her favorite food, for friends, and for someone to join her on her journey. As she slowly made her way, all she could see in front of her were more blades of grass. But she, like most caterpillars, didn't eat grass. She felt very much alone, as there were no other caterpillars to be seen. There were no paths to follow, and she doubted that any caterpillar had ever travelled this unique path before. Maybe there were a few, but she didn't know them. She was fearful, anxious, and concerned about the path she had taken. At a deeper level, she knew that if she could just find the right food and be fully nourished, her path would develop and unfold in an amazing way. She kept thinking and saying to herself, "There must be a better way. If only I could get on the right path and gain a different perspective. I want to do and be more than a caterpillar crawling around just trying to survive." She crawled on. Then almost magically, she came across a whole field of nourishing food, milkweed plants. She quickly crawled up the tall stalk of the closest plant and began consuming this rich, life-sustaining food and energy source. She ate as much as she could for days, as caterpillars do. When she had satiated her immediate hunger, she took the time to look around. As she did, she realized there were hundreds, maybe even thousands of other caterpillars that had been drawn to this nourishing food. Like her, some had just arrived, and others were in the form she had never seen before. As she crawled from leaf to leaf, she realized that not only were these plants a wonderful food source, but they also elevated her well above the grass she had been crawling in. They gave her a much more expanded and broader perspective. Day after day, she ate of the nourishing milkweed plants, and while they met her nourishment and physical needs, there was some small part of her calling her to be more than a caterpillar. There was an inner knowing that she could just not live by eating only milkweed. This inner knowing was saying something about a rich, life-giving source, something about drinking from the nectar of flowers, from the essence of spirit. Day by day, this small voice became louder and almost constant. Then, several days later, after thinking about all this that she had heard herself saying, "So it is by letting go of who I think I am that I will be able to transcend this life and emerge as the beautiful creature that lies hidden within me." When she heard this inner voice saying this for the first time, it was a bit worrisome and frightening. But after she had lived with that thought for a time, she had a growing sense that her true destiny was calling to her and would be fulfilled by taking the next steps. Then, some days later, the inner voice said, "You are engaged in a process that we have followed for centuries. Do not be afraid, for you will be well cared for through the process and on the other side. Now you are a caterpillar, but you can draw from within yourself fine filaments and wrap yourself in a cocoon. It is time to do that now. Once you have done that, just rest in peace." So she did as instinct had guided her to do. She stopped eating and spun a silky cocoon around her entire caterpillar body. It didn't take her very long at all. Inside the cocoon, she felt secure and very much at peace. Changes were going on, big changes that she didn't know anything about. But she trusted the guidance and just went along with the natural unfolding of the process. She rested for days. She was deeply asleep. Then, in her deep sleep, she heard that small inner voice again. As you know, looking back over your past, you realize that you were a caterpillar. Then you were transformed into a cocoon. Such transformations are so much a part of nature, and are the processes by which you and all forms of life evolve to higher and higher levels of life and expression. In the cocoon you have been asleep, and maybe have even had dreams of being reborn as a new creature. While you were asleep, a few very special cells that are of another order of being were beginning to multiply and have prepared you for a wondrous transformation. There are other cocoons around you going through the same transformational process. Tune in to their vibration and the wisdom of those that have gone before you on this journey, and become more aware of the spirit that is in and creates and sustains all life. This can show you the way to this new life. She somehow felt and knew that this small inner voice spoke with great wisdom. Then a short time later, she heard a strange voice, a nearby little bug, say, "Little cocoon, let me ask you something. Can you sense or see that butterfly over there? Do you think we could ever be like that?" "Oh, thanks a bunch. I was quite happy until you asked me that." The cocoon is now forlorn and concerned. The more it looks at the butterflies that have just taken flight, the more it says to itself, "I can never be like that." The cocoon mumbles to herself, "Look at that beauty, and look how it flies. It's not even worth me trying to aspire to such perfection, to such wholeness." As it hangs from the leaf mumbling to itself, it hears a soft voice from an adjacent leaf. "What's wrong with you?" asks another cocoon. "What are you so upset about?" "Have you seen those butterflies that have been so close to us and then they fly away?" replies the first cocoon. "I'm forlorn, for I cannot in my wildest imagination see how I could ever attain to such a stature, for I'm just a mere cocoon." The second cocoon burst out laughing. "Don't laugh," said the first cocoon. "It isn't funny. This is serious. How can I live with myself knowing that I could never be like that?" The second cocoon replied, "But you are like that." "Don't be silly," said the first cocoon. "I'm nothing that like that. I am no more than a caterpillar that has become a cocoon hanging from a leaf. That butterfly is flying higher and higher. I'm just a little hanging lump. I have no wings, no legs, no colour, and most recently I have been just a non-defined thing. No, I am nothing like that butterfly." The second cocoon then sets out to explain. "My dear one, you are not recognizing certain truths here. The first thing is that the butterfly you admire so much is your ancestor. You came from that butterfly. That butterfly gave you life. The second thing is that you hold within yourself what that butterfly is. You may appear to be a tiny cocoon, but the truth is that at your very essence, you are a very beautiful butterfly. Shift your eyes and beliefs away from seeing yourself as a mere cocoon, and see yourself as you truly are, an incredibly beautiful butterfly. You will find that as you relate more and more to your perfection and more to your completeness, you will become more and more like your ancestor. Do you not know, little one, that unless a butterfly dies to itself and becomes a cocoon, it cannot come forth as a butterfly? But this is not death, it is transformation. You will be transformed into the very thing you are and long to become, the butterfly. So fear not, all is well, trust the process. It seemed as if very little time had passed in the cocoon when she felt an instinctual need to break out of the cocoon, which had been very comfortable but had become a bit confining. She made a small opening in the cocoon and then, with great effort and struggle, worked her way out of the cocoon, all the while still hanging on to it. When she was totally free of the cocoon, she looked about and was amazed at the beauty, wonder, and richness from her higher and expanded perspective. Then she realized that her internal energies were pumping fluids into her body and outer extremities, extremities that she didn't have before as a caterpillar or a cocoon. Instinctively, she realized that she had been reborn, a totally different being. As she clung to the cocoon, she continued to gain strength and vitality. Then she heard that inner voice getting very loud and saying, "Let go! Fly, fly! You are a butterfly! You are a beautiful creature! You are an exquisite manifestation of the spirit that creates and sustains all life. You are now able to fly and live above the life you used to live. You bring from that life what serves you, and you let go of the rest. You are now uniquely equipped and created to share your beauty and almost effortlessly move from flower to flower to transfer the pollen and help the flowers while you are also being nourished. Awaken, be all you can be now. Live fully. Give full expression to what you have become. Teach and share with others what inspired living and this expanded life is all about." And she let go and flew. And as our story ends, your story begins.